Welcome back to Gathering with Gib. You didn't think we could close out this season of The Real Housewives of Miami without talking with the Cuban Barbie herself, did you? I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today on the show, we have Alexia Napola back to kick off the start of The Real Housewives of Miami reunion, part one of which airs on Thursday. We got into a bunch of different topics, including Todd and how Marisol's feelings and comments about him during this season especially complicated their friendship, the ups and downs with her sister that we had never heard about and why she kind of kept that closer to the chest over the years, her conflicting thoughts on Gertie, the latest drama that unfolded last week where Lisa dragged Alexia and Marisol into this back and forth that she was having with Larsa over Larsa basically saying that Lisa and Gertie's friendship is out of convenience more than anything. We touched on a lot of different topics and Alexia felt really open and it was a really great conversation. So I think you'll really enjoy it. The one thing I'll say is she clearly did not want to get into too many specifics regarding Todd, which is entirely her prerogative. But I did ask where they stood right now and when the last time she had talked with him was. You'll see how she answers. And I will also say that we recorded our conversation right before Alexia posted to Instagram to commemorate the end of season 7 last week. And here's what she wrote under a bunch of group pictures from Stephanie's holiday party. She said, "Miami, you've seen it all. My truth, my struggles, my heart. Tonight we close this chapter and I just want to say thank you for every message, every hug, every ounce of love." So if you hear that message as sounding a little bit like a goodbye to the show, you're not the only one. There were a lot of comments that were like, why does this feel like a goodbye message? Are you leaving the show? Is this your last season? So a lot of people were asking that question, myself included at first, because I was like, wait a second, it didn't feel specific to the season. It felt more about the show, right? Well, she responded to a ton of comments, you know, thanking people for the love. And, you know, people are like, Miami wouldn't be the same without you, yada, yada, yada. And shout out to @the.bravoholic for getting us our answer. They wrote, "Please don't leave us, Alexia." And she said, "Don't worry, not leaving," heart emoji. So I'm very glad and relieved to hear that because I think it's difficult to imagine Real Housewives of Miami without Alexia. And she just brings so much to the show. So if you saw that message and you had not seen her respond to somebody's comment, Alexia is not planning on leaving the Real Housewives of Miami anytime soon. And I think that that also, you know, that response to that comment maybe adds a different light to her answer about my question about Todd in this interview. So keep that in mind. And also, you may have heard that the reunion has some big bombshell. The trailer obviously indicates as much. Julia clearly brings something up regarding Adriana. We see an Adriana storm out, unclear if those are related, but you'll know what it is by the end of part one of the reunion. I know what it is now, and I'm not going to say what it is. I don't want to give it away, but I don't think it's overblown, the reaction to it. It's a legit piping hot claim. And I was shook, but not entirely surprised, I guess I would say. So that's that on that. For now, keep listening for my chat with Alexia Napola. Tune in to The Real Housewives of Miami to get that bombshell. Part one airs at 9 p.m. Eastern on Bravo on Thursday. And please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gib wherever you're listening to this right now. We'll be back on Thursday with another housewife interview from Potomac. I want to gab. All right, today we're gabbing with Alexia Napola, star of The Real Housewives of Miami. We're chatting during finale week to cap off another incredible season of this show. And Alexia and I ran into each other at the DirecTV party earlier this summer, and we decided we had to set up an interview before the end of this season. So we're getting it in under the wire. Alexia, I'm so happy that we were able to set this up. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. And thank you for having me. We did talk about that at the DirecTV. Yeah, I felt like all the girls had been on and I haven't. So I felt, you know, we'll take it out with a bang at the end of the season.
The best way to do it. So Alexia, I feel like I wanted to start off by asking you, because obviously you've been through a lot on and off the show over the years, and a lot of it has been documented for the show. And this season was also difficult for you for different reasons. So from your perspective for you, how did season 7 compare to past seasons for you in terms of just the overall experience?
Yeah, you know, I feel like every season for me is hard because my personal story has always been involved. So when you're going through something in real life, and it's your personal family story, it makes it so much harder with the cameras around.
Mm-hmm.
So it just continues to be hard. And obviously, it was so difficult this season. So already have to be going through that in your private life and to have the cameras around and also get it and, you know, for it becoming public.
Right. And do you ever get used to sort of, you know, going through some of these things while also kind of dealing with pettier drama on the show and having to kind of keep that perspective, I guess, on like what really matters for you? Is it difficult to maintain that?
You know, for me, you're absolutely right. So that also happens to me every season where I'm there saying like, what am I doing? Right. As I'm like, I'm really going through really hard shit in my life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you girls are worried about this nonsense. And to begin with already, my life is so different from the rest of the ladies on the show. And I don't even have to explain it. You know, my life has always been very different. And, you know, just the fact that I have Frankie
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I'm always going to have him and his needs are very different from the other ladies that may have children is just everything. And it just changes everything. You know, it's not like it. And I don't want to say that it's fair because I think it's so fair. It's exactly what I want my life to be. And my life is beautiful because of that. But what I'm trying to say is that they have no consideration. Like even what I was going through this season, I don't think anybody really had any consideration and asked me like, how are you doing? And how are you holding up? And, you know, you do see it, you know, a little bit, you know, on and off. But overall, like after even like we went to Sevilla, right? Supposedly like, you know, to remove me, you know, to take me away to, so I can have like some fun time, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, like the trip isn't even about me. And not that I wanted it to be about me. Like, I don't even want you to talk about me.
You didn't
ask
for it, right?
I didn't ask for it, nothing. But I was like getting hate for that too. And why do you need a trip? And what? And I was like, wow, people are so insensitive. But I really do think that that's kind of like the outside world, like the social media world. And that's why I don't participate in that. As you see, I'm not one of those cast members that takes it on online and fights the people. And because you know what? I'm not interested. I know who I am. I know my life. You know, fortunately or unfortunately, you only see bits and pieces of it. You don't see the whole story. You know, what you saw in my relationship is not a full reflection of what my relationship is. And you know, I know who I am and I know my story. So I don't need to be defending myself.
Right. Well, I'll say that I appreciate that you don't take everything to social media because I think it makes it much more difficult to follow. It makes it messier. And I think that, you know, keeping it mostly to the show is appreciated. And then I feel like what was difficult, I guess, for your relationship stuff this season was that the timeline was kind of all over the place. It was like the season started last spring and then we kind of cut forward past the summer and then the show's airing. And there was a lot of different kind of points of contact.
Yeah, and there's like a lot of holes in my story.
Right, right.
I agree 100%. Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's the only thing I agree with that, you know, I've read online. I was like, you guys are absolutely right. I feel the same way. I feel like there's a lot of holes as well. But like you said, we filmed it last year.
Yeah. Exactly.
And, you know, so yeah, a lot has happened because that's the other thing the viewers don't know. Like the camera is not with us all year round, you know, mm-hmm. and 24/7. Like that's not, you know, that's really not reality.
Right. So let's just get this out of the way to begin with and then we'll move on. Once and for all, for right now, Alexia, what is the status of you and Todd? And when was the last time you two spoke?
So Todd and I care about each other. We love each other. And that's all I can really say. Like we care and love and we love each other. And right now I'm just focused on my own growth, on my happiness, on my family, like I always have been.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's all I want to share right now because like that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when it comes to your friendship with Marisol, clearly some of her commentary about that this season, you know, you spoke about on Watch What Happens Live, how it's kind of a difficult thing to navigate. Did that get in between your friendship with Marisol at all? Or have you gotten past any sort of weirdness that brought up?
You know, so as you saw, a lot of it is like her commentary in her confessionals
right.
or maybe like in her press or whatnot. So, you know, I understood when I was going through it, you know, because she was by my side and I will forever be grateful for that. And I understand that. But, you know, I feel like a year and a half later, it's like a little bit too much already. You know, I felt like, okay, you've said what you've had to say. Like, we're not talking about this anymore. And, you know, we've agreed with that, you know, and I feel like a lot of the girls on the show, like, oh, an apology to Todd because They've said a lot of things that they shouldn't have said. Mm. And people might think, well, you owe him an apology too. And I'm like, well, no, that's between him and I, you know, and I'm like the wife, and for the wives out there, you know, we know that when we're hurting and we're in pain and we're angry and frustrated, we say a lot of things that we are feeling, you know, at the moment, like the emotions are all over the place. So, you know, that's between him and I. But, you know, a lot of the girls, you know, especially Stephanie, without even knowing him, like really went dirty. You know, she has apologized, but, you know, and I just saw that recently Adriana apologized in a video, you know, to him too, you know, so, you know, maybe, you know, and because no matter what, you know, like I said, you know, we just have love for each other. You know, I don't know how to unlove somebody. I'm going to love him forever. And, you know, between couples, that's what happens, except when couples are not public, they do it behind closed doors and it stays between them and nobody finds out. And, you know, unfortunately, we handle things, you know, this way. Mm-hmm. And that's why you got to see bits and pieces of it, not the whole story.
Mm-hmm. I also commend you for being honest about sort of that complicating your friendship with Marisol, because I feel like the criticism against you guys on the show has been that you're two peas in a pod, never go against each other, whatever. So to admit that like something can ruffle a feather or complicate a little bit, I think is important. I'm glad that you're being open about that.
Because that's what real friends do. And in my real life, I've done it too. You know, she's, you know, I have other friends too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they can have their opinion, they can have whatever. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's my life. Mm-hmm. And if you love me, you would, you should support whatever decision is, you know, that I make. And, you know, Marisol and I do have that friendship, like I told you.
Absolutely. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, Alexia, that we had never heard about on the show was you had this really affecting conversation with Stephanie on the cruise about your sister, and you both have sort of these complex relationships with your sisters.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't heard about that. And so I was curious why you kept it closer to the chest over the years, like, and why did now feel like the right time to let us in on that situation?
Well, I mean, for me, it's never about the right or wrong time. Like, I just speak like, you know, I mean, I've had moments like that I've said things that people are like, whoa, like, why did you even say that now? But that's what I was feeling. That's like what my connection was with my brain and my heart. And that's what I said. So, you know, I could relate to that because, you know, different from her sisters, you know, I feel like she didn't talk to them. Actually, in, you know, great terms with my sister again. My sister and I never...
Great.
You know, we only have love for each other. We just have different lives, you know. And I kind of got to the point where I was, like, tired of having to explain myself, you know, and being ashamed of my life or, like, you know, decisions I had made in my life and being judged on them, you know. And I've always been very open, you know, not only as you see on the show, but like in my real life, that's how I am too with my friends. I'm like the oversharer. I say too much. And, you know, my sister's like the opposite. So, you know, her life was like perfect. And, you know, maybe mine wasn't so much. And, you know, I just kind of like got tired of it. And unfortunately, like when my mom passed away, you know, we kind of had a fallout because of that too, you know, how things were handled, whatnot. And, you know, I just had to like find peace and protect myself. Mm-hmm. And I just needed some time. But then, you know, enough is enough, you know, which is like what I can tell you. Like, I adore my sister. I love my sister and I need her in my life.
Yeah.
And my brother as well. By the way, guys, I have a brother too. And he lives in Atlanta.
Did that time that you had distance with your sister and that was when the reboot was happening and did that bring you closer to Marisol at all? Because she is kind of like a sister to you in some ways.
Yeah, could be, you know, and I feel like, yeah. And I also have like two or three other close friends off the show too.
Right.
The same. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that hurt me, you know, a lot because you're right. I did have that void because, you know, no matter what, I used to talk to my sister every day. And yes, we would agree and disagree and bicker, but that's what sisters do. And like, that's what Marisol and I do as well. And other friends that I have, you don't always have to agree, but there's this like unconditional love that no matter in a safe space, right? Like that no matter what you say or do, they're not going to remove that love from you, you know? And I think that that's like my own thing. And that's why I'm working on myself, right? And I think that's why it's so important, you know, to have that growth and to learn from it.
It also makes so much sense that you two took such different paths in life. And so for that to, for you to take a moment to like really, you know, for you to find common ground again after you jump back into the show, that makes sense to me. And so I'm glad that you found that. Switching gears a little bit, Alexia, the first half of the season, there's a lot of drama around the Gertie and Juliet stuff. And it looks like from the reunion trailer, you'll share your point of view on that at the reunion. So we don't have to sort of relitigate that here. Mm-hmm. It's been talked about a lot. But I'm curious, where do you personally stand with Gertie now, sort of as the dust has settled?
You know, I wanna believe, and I truly believe in my heart, that she and I never really had, you know, any, not good feelings about each other. I felt like this season, I was kind of like guilty by association, by being friends with Julia or with Larsa or with certain girls in the group. But, you know, I want to believe in my heart that I'm good with her. I honestly enjoy watching her on the show. And I think her story is very powerful, and it has been. And I've always like applauded her for being so courageous and brave and sharing her story. And I love her relationship with Russell. You know, the online thing is a different story because I'm very honest, and the same thing I'm telling you, you know, I would tell her whenever I have the chance. You know, I like Gertie. I care for Gertie. And, you know, before time speaking to you, somebody asked me about the cast, you know, and the speculations and blah, blah, blah. I think we have a great cast, and I would leave it exactly how it is. I think each and every one of us brings something different. And, you know, we're so comfortable for each other already, you know, so many years, you know, being friends.
Yeah.
That I think it's a lot easier, you know, to film and to have conversations. So, you know, I saw Gertie at the DirecTV event.
Right.
And we were great at the carpet and we were great together. You know, I think sometimes it's when we alone are great, but then when the rest of the girls are around, it changes the whole thing. And I don't want it to be that. You know, yeah. I know how to be friends with Gertie, and I know how to be friends with all the girls. And I'm in a good place with all of them.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
You had said on Watch Happens Live, and I was curious if you could elaborate. You said it sometimes feels like Gertie is trying to catch you as the cast in certain things. What
yeah,
did you mean
you
by
know,
that?
Okay, so yeah, sometimes my words come out, whatever. So what I meant by that was that, you know, I had never felt that before as much as I felt it this season. And, you know, and it's not a good feeling because, you know, I feel like I could never say something or do something that's ever going to be like right for her or good enough for her. Like, I feel she's always going to think something bad of it, or I did it because of an ulterior motive. And I'm like, I'm not that person. Like, I don't do things for that, because if not, my life would have been a lot different than what it is. I do things from the heart when I'm feeling them. So I feel like she always like wants to catch us in something, you know, and, you know, something we said wrong, something we did wrong, you know, bring it up and then make it all about that. So, you know, it's a technicality
kind of thing.
Yeah, something like that, like trying to prove something.
Okay.
You know, and that's not what friendships are based on. You know what I mean? Like, for me, they're not. So right. That's what I meant by that.
That makes sense. And then I wanted to ask you about a very specific sort of thing that has played out on social media in the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Larsa gave an interview where she said that she thought that Lisa and Gertie's friendship is kind of out of convenience, basically, now that she's not friends with Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that? They've gone back and forth on social media about it. And Lisa brought your name into it by saying that, you know, Alexia and Marisol didn't talk to Larsa for 10 years.
Right.
What's your response to all of that?
Okay, well, that first of all, the fact that Lisa's bringing Marisol, and that's what they all do. They always want to bring Alexia in, and then Marisol goes with it. Or if they bring Marisol, Alexia joins. So what I'm trying to say, I thought it was really like not very smart of Lisa to do that, because Marisol and I have nothing to do with your argument with Larsa. And we know how to be friends with Larsa and with Lisa, because I consider Lisa a friend. I care for her. I love her and her family. So I don't know what her point was. Maybe it's deflection. And what are you trying to prove? I mean, by saying that, you need to stick. And this is what a lot of the girls do. They try to like change the narrative and make it about something else when it's not. What Larsa said was that she feels that Lisa and Gertie's new friendship is sus. I mean, it is like, you know, you guys never, you've had all these seasons together, you've never been close. And now all of a sudden, because Gertie helped you with your papers, she's like your best friend and you're posting all over social media. So is it real? Is it real or is it just for the show? you know, so Larsa has every right to feel that way. Mm. And, you know, you can control the fans or the story as much as you want. But, you know, I feel like a lot of people are going to be questioning that too.
Right.
But Lisa, on the same hand, could have said, you know, instead of bringing Marisol and Alexia into it, she could have said, well, what about you and Stephanie? How come you became friends with Stephanie?
Sure.
You know, that would have made more sense. But Marisol and I, no, yes, we've been friends with Larsa for a long time. Mm-hmm. And even though she was in Miami for 10 years, I still communicated with her. I would see her when she would come to Miami. We, you know, at that time I was married to Herman. We would go out, you know, we went to Scotty's birthday party, to Larsa's. She went to the venue party. When Herman died, she was one of the first ones that texted me. I mean, you know, I have a problem with the other girls trying to weigh in on your friendships.
Right.
Like, you don't know how close I am to her. You don't know what I talked to her about. Like, you know, we don't know. We need to be a little bit more mindful and respectful of that.
Right. So last question for you, Alexia. The reunion's coming up. We just got the trailer for it. There's some big bombshell that everybody keeps teasing. It seems to be from the trailer that it's something that Julia brings up that Adriana might have known. That's what the trailer sort of implies. What can you say about whatever this so-called bombshell is going to be?
Can I confirm that? Can I deny that?
What was your sort of instinctual reaction to it, I would say? Like, what were the feelings?
I mean, I was a little shocked by it. Not so much maybe about the information, because everything makes sense. You know, once you listen to it, everything makes sense. And you're like, oh, okay. But my initial impression or emotion was like shocked. And then after it kind of like, you know, oh, makes sense.
Okay. And the reunion, the point of a reunion is hopefully to find resolution or pass forward. Do you feel like you found that for yourself? Generally speaking,
I always find it for myself. Okay. I got up from that sofa. I gave a kiss to all the other women on the other sofa. I felt like I could have sat on either side of the sofa. I could have sat on led my side. I could have led the other side and been at peace with everyone, because that's how I really feel.
I love that for you. Well, Alexia, I really appreciate taking the time. I'm so happy we were able to make this work and, you know, clear some of this stuff up. And You're the OG of Miami, and it's always great to have some time with you. So thank you
so much. Good to talk to you too.
Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on YouTube to watch full length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gibsonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and keep up with all things Gabbing with Gib at Gabbing with Gib on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gib is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs. Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgib@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.
This Valentine's Day, the UPS Store Certified Packing Experts are helping pack and ship all the ways we care. From the lovey-dovey XOXO gifts for your Galentine's gal pal, even pet gifts for doggy dearest. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS Store, your items arrive on time or your money back, guaranteed at no extra cost, exclusively at the UPS Store U.S. retail location. Send your Valentine's on time at the UPS Store. Visit the upsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
Some days you just want to amplify your everyday look. Like when you want the look of false lashes without the extra effort, reach for Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Volumizer Mascara. Or when you want all eyes on your smile, keep Empower Gloss Ultra Glossy Lip Serum in your bag. It's a burst of 24-hour hydration that smooths like a serum, shines like a gloss, and can be worn sheer or layered. You'll always look and feel your best with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.